for the critique, review, educational purposes, no financial gain, all positive productivity, and nothing is going to be abused. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network presents...
It's time for the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Mike, junior nerdling, and I'll tell you what, the news... of the Nerdling news is really a mind blower today.
Yep, we got some good points. We got some people passed away, which is really sad. But we got some good stuff, too.
Real good stuff.
So, Weird Al Yankovic, how can... Have you been living on Mars and not have been back to Earth if you don't love and know who Weird Al Yankovic is? Correct?
He had some of the most offbeat, eat it, I mean, sweet it, whatever the hell it was, dressed up in the fat suit. I mean, this guy, remember he did the Dixie Chick version or whatever with the violin, whatever,
yes.
Whatever. The guy is just incredible.
So Weird Al Yankovic has a, because it's coming up on his 40th anniversary, he is releasing every one of his albums in a big box set collection in what is a container of what looks like an accordion, calling it the Squeeze Box Collection.
Weird Al, go get yourself an accordion orgasm because that is fucking cool.
An accordion-gasm. But there's all it's going to have all his albums, and then there's going to be a new album in there containing several of his rarities and less-known songs and tracks, and he's going to call it Medium Rarities.
How does it get better than that? How do you like your what? Medium Rare. Their medium and their rarities, all right. Surprised if you don't get a little steak smell in there.
So, but I'm going to bank on the... we got two songs that we're going to play that I'm going to guess aren't going to be on there because they've never been released. But there's a... it's 50-50. It could be on there, these two tracks that we're going to play.
Could be one of them on there, none of them, or one or three. How do you know? Maybe they put two more on.
This one has never been released on the studio, but it was done live in concert. It is a parody of the Beatles' Free as a Bird. This song has some great lyrics, okay? It
goes, gee, I'm a nerd.
Gee, I'm a nerd. Seen each Star Trek 80 times. Memorize each word. Home alone on a Friday night, but I got 8 gigabytes left on my hard drive. There's just some great words in this. This could almost be like our theme song.
Gee, I'm a nerd.
So here is Weird Al. This is recorded live in concert. Way back in the day, gee, I'm a nerd. That's Weird Al doing, gee, I'm a nerd.
Well,
only thing I can say about that is you're right. We should change that to the theme song of this, and that's a play a little.
I would like to use it as a theme song, or just maybe that just that soundbite.
Yeah, just a little bit.
G, I'm a nerd, and then and then we'll take off to our tag already.
I think we're gonna have to do that.
So I got the other side of what probably and will not be on his Medium Rarities album. And by the way, this album is not being, this collection is not being released until November 24th.
Well, we know he's a nerd because that's the day before Thanksgiving, and we gave it a lot of turkey play before then. A lot of cranberries, a lot of, what do you call that, stuffing and gravy, and we're getting ready.
Well, you got to get your order in because I think they're putting a lot of time and flair into building this squeeze box. Album holder.
Wonder what the price is going to be.
I saw a price on it with a lot of extras and bonus and photo book of $475.
Gee, I can't afford being a nerd. I can't afford.
So here's the next track that I don't think it could be on there. It's been released in video format. September 28th, 2014. It's what they called George Fest, in honor of George Harrison.
Oh, cool.
So we just had the parody on the Beatles. This is where Weird Al was invited to come and sing, but he wasn't doing a parody of anything. This was Weird Al doing the George Harrison song, What Is Life?
Oh.
Seriously. Took it vocally, and it is so awesome. So I'm going to play you two clips here. I want to play you. First clip is basically the visual of the intro of the music. You got to watch the weird spaghetti dance that Weird Al Yankovic does, okay? I'm gonna share this. We're going to share this dance video. This is why what we do. We're probably the only podcast that will share videos of what we're talking about throughout the week so you can see what we're talking about.
This is what the spaghetti dance is.
This is the Weird Al Yankovic spaghetti dance.
You've taken this to another whole level, the way you just streamline over the course of a week on podcast. People just podcast. You podcast.
We put it all, the visual podcast too. So here is the spaghetti dance that Weird Al Yankovic is doing at the intro of What Is Life. Stop. That is why I think people like Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, just invite him. He is so hilarious. You spaghetti. You see why I call it the spaghetti dance?
Yeah, his hair, and with him like a rag doll, is just floating all over the place.
And he does that high kick, which is, I've seen Carlo Driggs do high kicks like that.
I wonder if they do it off to Elvis, because Elvis did high kicks.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
From the karate thing?
Yes. I wonder if they transpired from Elvis. Who knows?
I would believe it.
Because that's good quality people.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but I would like to come back and revisit Weird Al Yankovic's spaghetti dance and see if we can get people to reproduce, give us a 10-15 second video of our nerdling listeners doing the spaghetti dance, and send it to us.
And then we could
connect it all together and over this track of Weird Al.
And I think Weird Al would like it. And Weird Al, we want you on the podcast, so make sure somebody in your camp gets in touch with us on the ShinySquirrelPodcastNetwork.com. That way we can all hook up and do the spaghetti dance together.
So here is Weird Al. Here's the whole song, Weird Al doing What Is Life.
What I feel.
L. Yankovic doing the George Harrison hit What Is Life from George Fest, September 28, 2014. What do you got to say about that?
Love the video. Curious about what the symbol is on the
gnomes.
Drums.
The drums. Oh,
the actual drum itself. It looks like an Egyptian hieroglyph and something. But you said he's into Hinduism, so hopefully Buddhism.
Well, he and the Beatles, remember, they went to India, yeah. Tamari Hishi or whatever.
So hopefully it was a positive thing from the other side telling us that just do what you love to do, and hopefully you can make a living at it.
In inviting Weird Al Yankovic to something like George Fest, it's a way of showing that you have culture. I think that is a wonderful way.
Because Weird Al is known for mimicking, schlimmicking, messing up your song. But this, he sang for the first time I've ever seen him. How good he really is. Serious.
He really is. And I love the thing he does with the camera there with his cell phone.
Yeah, selfie of the audience like they do to him.
He was still Weird Al, but he did not. He brought something to that song.
Yes, he did. Someone by night, someone by day, nothing could change you, set and sure of the way. There is the sun and moon, they sing their own sweet, watch them when dawn is due, sharing one's face. We'll walk by night, babe. We'll fly by day, moonlighting strangers who just met on the way.
All right, if you grew up in the 80s, you know that that is the theme song for Moonlighting that you've heard for 3 years.
Yeah, you know what's bizarre about this?
Yes.
Besides the video coming up, Bruce Willis was 3,000th guy to audition, the last guy to get that. He was the last guy to audition and got the role. So it's just amazing to me because that's got a Jersey connection for me.
Okay.
And what else happened with when we're going into this?
We're playing that because Al Jarreau passed away the other day at 76. He was nicknamed the Acrobat of Scat.
Wow.
Because he loved to scat. That song, the theme
what
song.
What actually is scat?
Scat is like about the scooby da ba with during jazz. Have you ever seen Bobby McFerrin live?
No.
But you know what Bobby McFerrin does. Kind of like that, scatting.
Gotcha. Okay. So he was the grandfather of
scatting. He's the grandfather of scatting, I have to say. But that song from Moonlighting, the Moonlighting theme, released on a soundtrack back in 1987, after the show had been out for 2 seasons, did get up to number 23.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean,
Everybody knew that song.
Everybody.
Even if you didn't watch it, how couldn't you just...
How could you not know
exactly.
that?
Exactly. It's like the Love Boat theme song. How could you know that? Love.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Those opening riffs.
Yeah, just like...
And for how many years? Was it every Monday night or... Yeah, every Monday night...
For years.
Moonlighting.
Yeah.
You know,
even
finally.
If you didn't watch it, but you heard it.
So, anyway, as I was saying, Al Jarreau, he was called the Acrobat of Scat. And I came across a really rare video from 1976 of him doing a performance in Germany of his song called Take Five.
Sweet.
I want you to watch this. We're going to share this on the Instagram accounts as well. You can see where Bobby McFerrin gets his influence from it.
From the grandfather of scat.
From the grandfather of scat, the Acrobat of Scat.
And then Letter Perfect from our first album. We'd like to do the but it's again. Do something different for you now. Sometimes words and music get a little bit mixed together. You don't know quite what to say. Except that I want to take about it. I used to visit this girl who lived not too far from me in Milwaukee. I was working in the breweries. And I go up and every morning I would walk by her house and she'd be sitting on the front, sitting out on the sewing. One morning I said, "Hey, can I light it?"
Okay, I don't normally stop our clips when we're doing this, when we're doing the Nerdlings podcast, but can you see, I just mentioned Michael Winslow from the Police Academy movies. Do you see where he's got influence from that?
Yes.
Bobby McFerrin. What he's doing here is just amazing. You can listen to it, but you've got to see the video.
Yes, got to see the video.
I mean, I'm pardon the pun, I'm digging this.
Tingles down to my feet when your smile goes much too discreet. It set me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Well, you look good, offer a light. You start a little conversation, now it's all right when you take it back. Yeah. Single word to visit to pantomime and out of time. Still, I know my lies are for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When you smile, it's much too discreet. It's simply gone away. Now, wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Oh, you look good after all light. You start a little conversation now. It's all right when you're taking five. Yeah. Your mama take five. You thought you'd be the day and make the time out to see that I'm alive. Well, I'm going out of my way so I can bet my day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime, not a time. Still I know my lies are for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When you're smiling, my two discreet is simply gone away. Well, baby, you don't say I want to please. Do not stand. But you could offer your hand. Hugging and a tugging, it could be your soul. Just take five, baby, take five, come on, take five. A little bit of time, baby. Would you Take a little bit of time, mama. We can fool around, we can jump down, fool around, get around, we can get around. Who got the baby? Don't think nothing, don't think nothing, don't want to. Jump in if you like to. And if you like to, we can give me to go to the game.
Okay, nerdlings, you gotta go to YouTube, go Al Jarreau, 1976, take 5. You'll notice the video immediately. He's wearing kind of a red maroon shirt, and it's a rare TV appearance from Germany back in the day.
And he's got that 70s signature chain,
yeah.
Gold chain, wearing out. So this guy was really cool.
Just
man.
A lot of freaking yeah. time. I mean, I just, can you imagine if you were invited, no idea who Al Jarreau is, you are invited to go, hey, got an extra ticket, you want to go see this tonight? And you were up near the front, and to walk, to see that, not knowing what to expect.
You would think, in all honesty, he had Tourette's, the way he starts out and goes, what is this? And then, maybe he's high or something, but then when he breaks out full into this, this man is very talented.
The acrobat, he was doing Bobby McFerrin stuff
before
Bobby
McFerrin.
And that's
why he's the grandfather of scat.
The acrobat of scat, gotta love it. Okay, so next piece of nerdling news.
Nerdling news.
Hasbro, the game company,
yes.
has unveiled that the Star Wars Monopoly 40th Anniversary Edition is being released.
Oh, I wonder if it's going to be like the Atlantic City Tin Edition that was like, we used to sell in our toy store, that was like $35 or $40 back expensive,
yeah.
but it had a tin and it was a special limited edition.
So is this, do you want to guess how much this one's going to be?
I'm going to say $100.
Nope.
$200.
Nope.
$300.
Nope.
Less or more?
Way less, actually. I don't think it's going to be limited edition. Because
okay, $19.99.
$29.99.
Okay.
This is where they got fleets and bases as substitutes for the hotels and houses, and all the properties are associated to everything that is Star Wars.
I wonder what the money is going to look like, and I wonder what the cards, what is it going to say? Don't go to jail, go to Darth Vader, go to the Death Star. You know, that's going to be interesting.
Go to Death Star jail.
Yeah.
I was looking at how many, I didn't count, I didn't get into that research part, but I think there are about 12 different styles and editions of Star Wars Monopoly, because I saw Clone Wars, I saw Classic Star Wars, I saw a New Hope Star Wars Monopoly edition.
How about the Force Be With You? There's got to be something linking that. I mean, come on. This is Star Wars and Monopoly, two American classic things that you are Instagrammed in your brain.
Now, what's your most outrageous Monopoly memory as a nerd?
Stealing the money and then losing.
Stealing the money and losing?
Taking a couple of $500, you know, joking around, but you meant it. And that way you loved to win when you were a kid and you didn't win. So probably the fact that I lost, had Boardwalk in Park Place and was so heartbroken that I wound up with that in Baltic and what's, I forget the other one, Mediterranean. And I had that corner of the board and I still lost.
I remember, I mean, I think most people can nerd and remember this. You got younger siblings, could be a brother, could be sister. For me, it was two younger brothers. Youngest brother, Harold, we would start playing Monopoly. This was out without mom or dad, just us three boys playing it. And eventually, when I think Harold was about five or six, he quite didn't understand it till eventually where the blow-up happens. Hands go flying across the board. Nah! I'm done playing! You're cheating! Why can't I touch the money?
Now I have a question for you.
Yes.
You and your brother double team and give Harold all the bad properties and say, give us your money, little boy. And then it spilled over and you have to do my chores.
You know, we didn't get like that. But I think eventually it got to where my mom bribed me and my brother with dessert, extra large pieces of dessert or whatever it was, to let our brother win. And it turned out to be about a 45-minute version of Monopoly.
Now, you hear that, Harold? They let you win. Kind of like the fact with the furniture business. They let you in because they had to. They didn't want to. They had to.
Oh, God. Right, had to use that for the lead-in because Richard Hatch, actor Captain Apollo from Battlestar Galactica, the original, passed away.
71, right?
71 years old. He got started as an actor in the 70s. He passed away from pancreatic cancer. Before the big 1978 Battlestar Galactica thing happened, he was acting gigs on All My Children, Barnaby Jones, Hawaii 5-0, The Waltons.
Oh, wow.
He kind of been over all over the place, but he never turned away from his nerd fans when he was Captain Apollo from Battlestar Galactica.
Did he go, I wonder if he went to a lot of autograph signing shows, Comic-Cons.
He did.
I was just going to say that.
A lot of them. He really catered to his fans, even taking on a role. Okay, so throughout the 90s, he campaigned for a revival of the original Battlestar Galactica, or if you're a nerd, BSG.
BSG. Okay. Never was more than one season long.
One season long. But by definition of a season, it's actually two seasons in today's numbers.
It's kind of bizarre because I remember that show, and it's like I got that and Buck Rogers confused because on Saturday mornings, they played them both. And when you're a kid, you're like, wow, this is space shows. I got two of them.
Yeah, this came about on NBC due to the popularity of Star Wars.
Wow.
You had Battlestar Galactica, and then you had Buck Rogers get in there. You were in nerd heaven.
Nerd heaven.
How could you not?
I remember on Buck Rogers, I don't want to get into this. Sorry, Mr. Apollo, Captain Apollo, but do you remember that beautiful woman?
Erin Gray.
No.
Not her.
The
princess, the evil princess.
The evil princess always wanted Buck Rogers. Wow, was she to die for.
But so he.
Hey, this also, not to cut you off, Senior Nerdling.
Yes.
This also had the famous Lauren Green from The Bonanza in it.
Yes.
Which is really, if you think about it, a big thing back then because he was always like. Western, you know, like the good guy type of thing, and now he broke out into something completely opposite.
Yeah, well, did you know Fred Astaire made an appearance on one of the episodes of Battlestar Galactica?
No.
Maybe I'll dig this out for our next Nerdling News edition.
Oh, you have to, because that's Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire on Battlestar Galactica.
With the famous Ginger Rogers dancing
yes,
in the rain.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. I wonder what did he do on the show? What did he do?
I don't want to get into it.
Okay, we're not getting into it
because we're focusing on Richard Hatch.
Not giving away the Cracker Jacks.
But anyway, in the 90s, he campaigned for a revival of the original Battlestar Galactica. In 1999, he produced his own trailer for it, a 4-minute trailer called Second Coming. CGI, everything about it. So let's take a look at that, and we'll share a little bits of this. It has been released on the internet for a while in a kind of a crappy copy, but a good positive copy has been uploaded now, and you can look at that. It's Battlestar Galactica's Second Coming.
It was the seventh era of mankind. 20 Yarns had passed since the last Great War. A civilization was reborn. An enemy had grown. And now a new generation will have to face an old foe.
It is them, Imperius leader.
I must prepare them for the second coming.
It's been 5 years since my guys saw Cylon. They no longer pose a threat.
They have evolved.
Greetings. It's been a Cylon civil war. A new and more lethal species of Cylons has emerged. Let me say that you're all in great peril, and only I can lead you to safety.
My brother is leading us down a dangerous path.
Your son's gonna make a fine pilot.
Yes, he is. These cadets have no idea what they're in for.
Beyond.
How dare you?
You care for no one but yourself and your quest for power. And mark my words,
I will not stand by and watch the human race bow down and be defeated once again.
We have the right where we want them.
Your friend Starbuck, he was alive when last I saw him. I'm sure he's dead by now.
Starbuck's alive, I know it.
If you leave, I will replace you.
Prepare the fleet for battle.
They were in the midst of a life and death struggle for survival. We need heroes.
The time has come to stop running and take back our sacred homeland. Are you ready to lay down your lives so the human race will survive once again? Yeah! Then let's do it! Yeah!
Starbuck, here we come.
All right, boys and girls, engage the enemy. Let's show them what we're made out of.
That's what I've been waiting for. Come get me, you little tinheads.
Okay, so he paid for that out of his own pocket, showed it to TV executives. Okay, now, even though they did the reboot in the 2000s of Battlestar Galactica, they brought him in as a whole different character. Let's put it this way. I was busy managing bands at the time in Oregon. I didn't have access or time to be going to watch the new Battlestar Galactica. So I'm kind of Switzerland on the new reboot that was done in the 2000s. Really no opinion. I can't give an honest opinion about it.
The only thing I can say is this trailer, if this guy was this dedicated, I hope somebody in his camp, his family, keep going with this, and hopefully they do get it in his memory to really get the second coming out, because I love Battlestar.
I love that, yeah, and to the executives, whoever thinks you're smart in Hollywood back in that day, you left a lot of good nerd money on the table. Seriously. You are stupid in Hollywood, whatever the executives are, that left, I'm going to say it again, you left a lot of good nerd money on the table. I have to say it. Because it's just, I love, I mean, that nerdgasm right there watching that trailer. Every time.
And they just let it go by the wayside. But, like they say, from different things we've been in, little stuff, nothing.
Yeah.
Even compared to that, things never get done.
Yeah.
It's so rare on things, millions of things are done, but only a few actually get seen.
Projects get finished,
because
yeah.
Because it's just money, you know, this one, that one, it's over, whatever, yeah, life happens.
Again, there's a few news reports, there's more saber rattling.
Exactly.
Ooh, there's a Battlestar Galactica movie in the works.
That's it. That's all you get.
Forget it. I don't want to hear any more of it. Do it or move on. Okay.
Shitting it off the pot.
Now, yes. So, you were talking about the Comic Cons,
yes.
The Fan Fest. Yes. Go look. There's a lot of videos where he and Dirk Benedict, who played Starbuck, made appearances together. They were good friends. They are still good friends. And they gave to their fans.
They're still good friends? Starbuck died too?
No.
Okay.
Starbuck's alive on Mars. All right.
Now
but Dirk Benedict is still alive. Yes.
Okay. So they are down one out of the three, but his spirit will live on with this. I think somewhere down the line, I'm getting a vibe. You're going to see this out there on a show, on television.
It would be proper. And then, like, you had Lauren Green there as Commander O'Donnell,
yes.
In a hologram. Put Richard Hatch in there as Commander Captain Apollo.
Put him in as a hologram. That would be right on Nerdum.
Yeah, Nerdum, do it right. All right, so I've said my piece on that. I got a little bit on a soapbox there, because
that's
how much... I was in sixth grade when that came out, and the way they would control those fighters is just off the chart for me, because that's... I got a soft spot for Battlestar Galactica.
That's why we're doing nerd podcasts, nerd news, and squirrel serendipity songs.
Yes, so getting ready to close out the podcast here. The song is called The Mess Around. Do you remember it?
From the 50s?
It was Ray Charles' first hit in 1953.
I think I heard this before, because you were talking about this when we were eating dinner. And it rings a bell, but it's like so many things are recut and reused. I heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
I just don't know where I heard it.
Well, they recreated the scene of it. The Mess Around is a song written by Amit Erjan, who would become the president of Atlantic Records. They recreated it when they had Jamie Foxx do that Ray Charles biopic.
Oh.
So let's watch that scene right now. Let's observe this scene shortly, and that'll kind of give you the background of the song about the mess around.
Ah, you wrote it.
Yeah.
Well, sing it to me, man.
Sing it?
Yeah. It ain't like I could read the lyrics.
Okay. Well, it's key of G.
Okay.
Key of G. Yeah, but it's a kind of Pete Johnson thing.
Pete Johnson.
Yeah, that's it.
You liked it? Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Two, three, four.
You can talk about the pit, barbecue. The band was jumping. The people too, they're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around.
All right, that's pretty good. Let me take it from here.
Now this band's gonna play from 9 to 1. Everybody here's gonna have some fun doing the mess around. Doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Now you see that girl with that diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing.
Great, Ray. Unbelievable.
Who's that?
Okay, so that's the scene from the biopic of Ray Charles with Jamie Foxx. And we just had some connect the dots squirrel serendipity that I didn't realize.
Booger from Nerd Stardom was playing the guy of...
Emmett.
Who wound up becoming The
president of Atlantic Records.
Atlantic Records. But Booger, another nerd from the nerd, Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah, and then he was also on Moonlighting, yes, which we were just talking about, Al Jarreau. I remember his
famous line in there. Let's see. We have it, hair pie.
Oh, God. So let's play the real song. That was kind of that's a good background story. That song, that movie was so accurate. That
sets the background. Sets the background. Cool. Really so cool.
If you remember from Plane, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin and John Candy driving at night, this is when they were playing the song
The Mess Around.
So here's a little bit of the song as it goes with that, okay? Okay, so that's from 1987, Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
That is the perfect way to end this Monday.
But wait, there's more. Oh. Like Ginsu, but wait, there's more. You would say, why hasn't that song been brought back a little bit? That's how cool it is. It was brought back in 2011 when Family Guy was doing their Star Wars spoof. They got the little... Here, we're going to post this one if you've never seen it. It's two characters inside a Star Wars vehicle doing the mess around.
Oh, that's pretty, that's nerdy now.
Okay, so Family Guy did that own that little 15-second clip of the mess around in there.
Okay, now that is the top, the cherry to end this podcast, to see it in cartoons, the mess around where they get chopped up and hacked. Now that's a real fucking nerd.
That's a nerd way to go out.